Hey everyone, welcome to the August 15th podcast edition of the Six Queens Reading Group. I'm Hillary Thompson, and I write mostly epic fantasy for young adults. So, I was wondering if you make New Year's resolutions. I mean, you know, it is August, right? And I know most people make them in January, but I've been thinking about a new school year, okay? So, do you make new school year resolutions? I'm a school teacher. And I actually do both kinds. I do New Year's resolutions and school year resolutions. And I pretty much always have. August is a great time of year for me. It always makes me think of school supplies, office supplies now, new clothes, getting like one of those new pretty planners. And I really love planning new lessons for all my students and decorating my classroom, updating it with some fun new things. If you check out the email version of our newsletter, then I added a couple of pictures at the bottom so you can see where I spend my days with all of my wonderful students. But anyways, as an author, I've also started planning out my projects. I haven't always done that, but I've got so many going now that I thought, well, maybe I should put those in the calendar. And I try really hard to stick to my timelines, but you know, life, right? But this summer, I've actually reworked everything with my brand new ideas, and I'm so excited for the next, you know, 9 to 12 months or probably longer. And I just wanted to tell you guys about that today. So first up, I have the final book in the Soul Shifter series to write. It's called Fall of Fearless and Forever, and it's number 4. A lot of people thought that it was going to be a trilogy, but I've always planned it to be 4, and I'm so excited for this last one. Endings are kind of hard, though, especially when you have a series with so many subplots, and that's what Soul Shifter is. It's got every character has their own goals and trajectory. So I've been taking notes and, you know, writing little jots of notes down in my phone all summer long, but I had a little advice from my 7-year-old. We weren't talking about my books, but, you know, we were talking about 7-year-old stuff. And she gave me the most epic plot twist when she said, "Mama, you know, the only things that don't have shadows are the shadows themselves." Now, that may not make a whole lot of sense to you. And if you haven't read the books, you know, there's plenty of time to catch up. But shadows, and shadow, like capital S, is a huge idea and an upcoming villain in this whole series. So her comment about shadows not having shadows kind of like made my brain stop. And all the blood rushed to my brain and I got all these mental images and it was just like instant inspiration. So I'm almost ready to dive into that last book after kind of a relaxing July, taking some time with my family and stuff like that. That'll be the last book in that series, but even though I'm excited to conclude it, I've just really not done with that world. I love that world. There are so many pockets of ideas. There's so much magic to explore. There's a handful of side characters that, you know, I'd really like to take out for coffee and just get to know them better. I have an announcement. You're hearing it here first. So once this fourth book, Fall of Fearless and Forever, is finished, I am going to write a spin-off series. And it's going to feature one of the side characters who is actually really young right now. She's only 8 in the 4 books. And her name is Panna. If you haven't met her, she is a feisty little thing already. So I'm going to let her grow up a little bit between the 2 series, and the world will have time to settle and rebuild after all that stuff that goes on in book 4. But then Panna and she has a twin brother named Kosh, they are going to be off to magic school. You know, the world will have been in upheaval for quite a while and they need some schooling. I mean, how many of you guys love those stories like Harry Potter and Rachel Carter's Black Mage series with the magic school? I certainly do. I love the Magic Academy type books. And I really can't wait to try my hand at my own version. So Pinna's spinoff will, of course, embrace all that stuff that Soul Shifter has, all its magic, all its cool locations, but it's also going to tap into the fun and the frustration that an academy setting has, okay? And I'm really looking forward to that. So as they say, shenanigans will ensue. Now, of course, I have to always say all these new books will take me a while. I am a fast writer, but I am constantly slowed down by, you know, life. I have my crazy full-time teaching job. I have almost 90 students this year to teach and write, read papers and things like that. And then, of course, I have my two crazy kids. They're pretty young and they're involved in lots of stuff. And they still want mama around all the time, which is wonderful, but it makes me a slower writer. So my good pace right now is about 2 books a year. And I mean, wow, I'm really appreciating the waiting that you guys do for my next story, because I know that some authors really are able to get it out faster than that, but that's where I am today. So the last thing I put on my calendar is an old thing. I mean, depending on how long you've been around Six Queens or following me as an author, you might know I have that older series called Starbright. Right now it's published with a small press, but when I get my rights back next May, you know, my contract will expire and the books will be, you know, back on my table. I am going to plan a relaunch party for this, you know, prodigal series returning to the fold. you know, one of my favorite things about being my own boss is that I can just claim a do-over if I want. And I think it's time for a little bit of spoofing up of the Starbright series. So next time, or sometime next summer, okay, this is about a year, watch for a relaunch of Astraea, who's my very first female heroine, feisty redhead girl ever. Watch for a relaunch of Astraea and her elemental magic. And she is battling the Furies. And a destiny she really doesn't want. She's not one of those like heroes that is jumping right on board. She's full of doubt. So I'm really excited. That's my writing plan for the next year. And of course, it'll keep me really busy, but that's okay. I love being busy. I love having lots of things to keep my brain active. All right, we are going to wrap it up here. And of course, I'd love to hear back from you if you have any thoughts on these books, or if you want to tell me about any of your plans that you've been, you know, grinding out and getting set up. You can go back to email and hit reply anytime you want to. So for now, happy Wednesday from Six Queens, and of course, happy reading from me, Hillary Thompson.